Hey, welcome back. It's time for a special edition, our year-end review of The Real World of Sales, with the one woman who seems to know the most unusual, crazy businesses doing the most incredible things right here in Orange County, our one and only sales coach, Ashley V. Welcome, Ashley.
Hey, Paul. Thank you so much. Yep, that's right. A lot of interesting, crazy people and stuff that I know.
I'm going to put myself in a little box here so they can see me sitting over in the control room here today. Okay. And we'll see if we can have a little conversation about your first year of the show.
All right.
What did you think when you started? You've been a salesperson for years. You've sold all sorts of crazy things. Right now you specialize in selling, what shall I call it, magazines, online magazine sale ads? Or not online, but real magazines.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. It's been interesting. I've sold a lot of different products, and I've worked for different businesses. And that's what I think about sales, is that I've seen a lot of different sales strategies, and even with my customers. And to me, that's always like the interesting part of what I'm doing, just hearing what they're doing. It's just,
well, to me, what's most interesting are the people you meet. So you're selling these publications that you've seen them all over the place. It's not like Money Mailer, but they're things that come in your mail and they get dropped at your door, and people are trying to get noticed, and they're dentists and doctors and restaurants and chiropractors and just kind of Main Street businesses, right, for the most part. And car dealers and other tanning salons and other sorts of things, all trying to get noticed, all trying to figure out, where do you advertise here today? And two things struck me about this. Mm-hmm. Where do you advertise today? There used to be a paper in Orange County, the Register, that everybody read. If you could afford, you put your ads in there. That paper has shrunk down to almost nothing. There is no TV station in town here. You got OC Talk Radio, but other than that, there's no terrestrial, what they call traditional radio stations left in the county anymore. No newspaper, no TV, a leftover remnant of a newspaper, no TV. Our internet radio station, but not any traditional over-the-air stations anymore. I don't know where, the Business Journal, but they don't run many ads in there. It's mostly big kind of high-profile things they do. You're a Main Street business, mom-and-pop business, regular business. Where do they advertise?
Yeah, I mean, that's all very true, definitely, Paul. And that's where there's been a lot of changes in marketing and sales.
Million social media channels. Do I put my money there? Online ads for Google searches. Do I put my money there? Do I put it on YouTube? Do I put it in a sponsor podcast? Because the audience is just fragmented. It's not one place they go to. There's millions of sources now through the internet, this whole world of digital marketing.
Yeah.
And I don't know, most of us really know, me included, I don't know where or how or when to do this kind of stuff, how much money to throw at that, or much less how to do it, because it just pops up for a second. You've got to grab their attention. It's not like a traditional print ad like you're still selling, that sits out there for a while. I look at it, I read the article, I can stare at it. This is, digital ads come and go, they're quick.
That's what I was thinking about recently too, is that I miss the old days where we had more of like radio, TV, newspapers.
You get the newspaper. There was a handful of outlets, right.
Yep, you get the newspaper every Sunday at your house, and then you would read it and cut out coupons. And now everything is digital, everything is apps, everything is these smartphones, and right. People are sick of it, to be honest. It's like we're getting pressured all the time that you're forced to use phones, our smartphones. You're forced to, there's no pay phones nowadays.
No.
You're forced to read everything online. You don't get newspapers anymore. But that's how it all is, you know, and it's digital. It's all reading online.
And I don't know. Somebody told me once years ago, if you were a local business, there was kind of a budget that you should have. I don't know what it was, but you're going to open a restaurant. You kind of knew, I got to run ads. I got to run some coupons. I got to be in the local newspaper. Maybe I'm on local radio station. Maybe I'm on a bus, side of a bus or a bus stop. I mean, there was kind of a limited number of things you could do. And they decided, where does your customer live? And what do they watch and do? Are they rich? Are they poor? Are they young? Are they old? Are they here? Are they there? And you would try and craft together some package of advertising. That world has been blown apart. And yeah. instead, you now got a million choices. Instagram, Pinterest, LinkedIn, Facebook, YouTube, podcasts, thousands of things out there to choose from. Search ads, somebody's searching for this, and you're going to come up above the line as one of the places doing it.
Yeah, the SEO stuff.
Who's got $1 million to try any and all of these things?
You know what? That's an interesting question, because that's where I've seen some customers, businesses, like they'll waste money on these online ads.
They'll try them all, yeah.
Yeah, and I think, to be honest, it's all about still doing the traditional sales strategies that are going to really help you, and just using like the right strategies based on your target audience. That's really what you got to focus on. You know, if you're doing pay-per-click ads to people, you know, that are way out of your area, it's just going to be a waste of money. Or if you're going to do SEO, but your website stinks, your products are no good, you know, you have, you know, bad employees, whatever, it's not going to help you. Like, it all has to work together, really.
So you have worked in sales for years. You still work in an area that seems kind of legacy media, print ads in a publication that gets sent to people's homes. Is that what it does? It gets sent to people's homes, or it gets dropped off at people's homes?
There's a variety. Yeah.
But but that kind of old traditional advertising.
That's one part, sure.
And I don't know that most people, I don't know, think they really understood how to advertise anyway. Years and years ago, I had a bar, and people would come to us with all these publications, local newspapers, print things, and we'd try and lay out an ad. And of course, everybody in the place one, we'll put in that we have 12 TVs and 27 beers and a special on chicken and Tuesday night this, and pretty soon that little tiny ad was so crowded with crap.
Yeah.
But we're only paying for it once. I better stick everything in there. I don't know what's going to attract people to it. Is it the coupon? Is it the 50% off? Is it the whatever Tuesday night beer special? Is it something here? That's even gotten difficult, because now there isn't one place. There's a million places to put that ad. And they're only going to look at it for a second, because it appears at the top of a search bar. It appears before a YouTube video. It appears at an opening to a podcast. It appears on a little tiny thing that pops up on the internet somewhere. And it's really got to grab you quickly. They're not going to look at it and read 27 things. It's almost got to be it's like a billboard. It's like a bus board. It's got to jump at you with one image, one offer, one saying, I think.
Well, the thing is that what people don't understand is, like, with marketing, it's like you got to solve people's problems. Like, you know, when they're going to the dentist, if they see an ad and they have, like, a cracked tooth, you're going to appeal to those people if you do an ad for that, you know. If you're
got a cracked tooth, we can help. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, if you have an Italian restaurant and then, you know, you have this special authentic Italian food, that's the people that are going to go there, you know, people that like that food.
Right. But I don't think people are just going to say, dentist, I can do it all. Call me, and then I'll tell you what I can do. No, I'm not going to call you, because I don't know if you're my kind of dentist. I don't know if you're young or old, or if you do crowns, or if you do extractions. I got a problem. I want this problem solved right now. I got a cracked tooth. And if I see an ad for cracked tooth, I'm calling that one. I'm responding to that one. If I just see dentist, 27 years in business, friendly faces, free parking, financing available, they're all the same. There's nothing there that you're not solving my problem. I don't know that you can solve my problem.
Yeah, so that's where you need to have, like, those testimonials and, you know, referrals.
I had a cracked tooth and he helped. Yeah. Yes. Oh, good. That's what I'm looking for. Okay.
Or, like, you know, online now, like, those videos of, like, you know, before and after pictures of the dentist, you know, your teeth were messed up and they fixed it. It looks so beautiful and your teeth are, like, glowing now. Or, like, those videos where they're working on your teeth and showing they're doing a root canal or something. So now, because everything is online, it's really about, like, building that trust online. People need to really, it's like they're shopping online when they look at your website.
Do I like you? Do I believe you? Do I think you can help me? I'm not going to call you and have you try and sell me anything until I've decided you're really the right person for me. You're somebody I can connect with, I trust, I like. You've done what I've looking for in the past. Yeah, it's all about building that connection. So
yeah.
that means mm-hmm. you got to be on social media. That means you got to have your face out there. You got to be giving free tips, free podcasts, free videos, free things, free. I'm giving free tips, free things, free newsletters. You're constantly mm-hmm. offering up this stuff to not only get their attention, but to convince them that
yeah.
you're the person.
Yeah, because, you know, people are going to do a lot of research nowadays. They're right. going to look at your website. They're going to your social media. They want to, like, analyze every little detail and, you know, and who knows. So that's why you have to kind of think of, like, okay, if I'm selling, you know, this product, like, if I have a shoe repair company, you know, I have to think of, like, well, those working girls with their heels that are broken, you know, you got to write about that. You know, the guys right. that... They,
I'm going to show you how we fix that. I'm going to show how we do this and everything here. Yeah exactly.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So content. It really is content marketing. You have to put out content. You can't just put in the old days. You said, I put up my name. I put up my number. And I said, call me. That's 1-800. Call me. I can do it all. If you call me right. today, I'll give you half off. But just call me. Really, we do everything. Call me.
Yeah.
And that's all you said over and over again. And then you hope people say, okay, can you help me? Nowadays, I'm not going to call you unless I know you can fix ladies' heels, because that's what my wife's looking for here. I'm
right.
not going to call mm-hmm. you unless you can fix a broken tooth, because that's what I'm looking for here. And you can't list all of that. So then you put out content. You talk about how I do this, how I do that, how I've done this. You put out testimonials. I did this. I did this. I helped them. You put out instructional things. You put out podcasts and videos and other things. You have tips of the day.
Yeah.
You have whatever it is. It's content that demonstrates mm-hmm. what you know, who you've helped, and convinces me you're the right candidate for what I'm looking
yeah,
for.
Yeah, and there's a lot of competition now, too. And people don't really use the yellow pages. Like before,
no.
you know, they would just look you up, look up a dentist, look up
and
a
whoever the biggest ad,
doctor.
That's who you get called first.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's
and it was once and done.
Online.
You put the ad up once, it sat there all year long, and people, it was a resource
right. mm-hmm.
that people pulled out, looked at, glanced through, and found you. Well, I long
yeah.
for those days. You ran one ad once a year, and you decided how big it could go, and you made it as clean but as complete as you could, and that mm-hmm. sold for you throughout the year. That
yeah,
doesn't
it was
work anymore.
Way more simple and easier. Life was a lot more simple, more happy, I think. Now with this, everything changing, the way you do business, the technology, the competition, digital, it's like some customers, they hate that stuff.
Right.
You know, they're just like, I don't want to deal with that. I don't understand. I don't care for that stuff. And it makes sense. But, you know, then they can do well still with their business. Like they're doing fine. It just, it's all a matter of like your whole business model, because even if you have like, you know, some customers, they'll spend thousands of dollars for online marketing, but they don't make any sales because they're still not doing those basic blocks of sales, you know,
right.
good customer service, you know, going out there hunting, you know, getting
good,
your customers,
good products,
reaching
good pictures,
them.
Good pitch, good price,
yeah.
good
mm-hmm.
Performance when somebody calls. So
right.
all of that you do for a living. Now, here's the crazy part. This show, as much as I thought it would be that each and every week, you find the crazy people, the wild people, the one only, the amazing, the unusual people. And the theory being, I guess, if they can sell this, come on, you can sell anything. These are people
yeah,
that sell
right.
wildest thing. The guy that's the shark doctor. He's the mm-hmm. shark expert, and he's been on TV shows, Discovery Channel stuff, and he's a professor of
yeah,
something marine.
Shark Week. Mm-hmm.
And how does he sell that service? You've had the guy that's the Elvis impersonator, and he goes around, and how does he build an audience for that and sell that service to parties or bars or whatever here? He's been doing it for years. You've got
yeah.
The lady that put together the largest gay and lesbian event in Palm Springs, the Dinah, the built around the Dinah Shores Golf Classic, and it's a whole weekend of parties and celebrations, and how she built
yeah,
this massive event here.
Drunk parties and meeting and hanging out and
yeah,
who
pool
knows?
Parties and everything else for a very specific audience. Wild thing. If somebody is horses. Choose horses in Huntington Beach or something. Teach how to ride. I didn't know there were any horses mm-hmm. in Huntington Beach. This isn't the farm. But there's a certain group of people, probably wealthier people or people that still want to ride at stables and stuff here. And he sells his various services to take care of your horse, to train your horse, to train you how to ride a horse. He's an old cowboy from back in the west somewhere here. And he's landed in urbanized Orange County that still thinks it's a ranch, but it's really Rancho Viejo, one big suburb. You know, just the craziest. The guy who was a magician, this old guy that had been a successful lawyer and said, I want to do something fun. He got on America's Got Talent, and he became a magician. Yeah. And now for parties and stuff here. People who've sold the most incredible. And I just sit there and I say, I'm fascinated to hear their stories, number one. The guy that's on Naked and Afraid, you know, and he's built a whole sort of sub-business culture around eating bugs and going out into nature and being the survivalist that he is and taking others into nature. I mean, I don't know how you find these people. They're just the wildest, wackiest, most one-of-a-kind sort of things right here in our backyard. You wouldn't think any of that stuff exists. Mm-hmm. And then somewhere along the way you say, okay, that's an amazing story. That's an incredible service. How the heck do you make money doing that? How do you get anybody to hire you, to pay you? And they all have crazy ideas. And some of them are, gee, I don't know, I've just been doing it forever. And some of them have more intricate, the dog trainer, that one guy that was a dog trainer or something here for the rich and famous and stuff here.
SoCal dog training. Yeah. That's what's neat is that, like, they each, they're each like, you know, unique and stuff, have different jobs, industries, businesses, and, but they all do sales, you know, they're not like a sales representative or something, but
none
they
of them
have
are
to do
sales
for their business.
They do it because they love dogs. They love horses. They love being out in nature. They love sharks. They love something. And that led to this unusual career path that they followed. But at some point, they got to sell themselves. Somebody's got to pay them to do this. Otherwise, it's just a hobby. It's not a career.
Yeah, and that's what I think I've noticed about all these guests is that they each have like natural talent with sales and business. That's why they were successful too. You know, because there's a lot of businesses that are closing, that are failing. And you really have to have that talent, too, in order to be successful.
And the other thing that I see...
They're weird, but they're very smart and
successful. Hustle. These people don't just do one thing. They do 100 things. That one guy you had that's still trying to be a professional musician, and he plays anywhere, everywhere. He'll go to any gig, anything, because it might open a door, it might open an opportunity. You know, that's kind of the attitude of these people. I'll do anything, everything... I can. I'm constantly talking about what I do. The Elvis impersonator. Mm-hmm. Everybody, you know, he works at a bank. He manages a bank by day. But everybody knows at night he's an Elvis impersonator. And he's made a successful side business of this for 20 years.
That's what I think is interesting because that's what I see. I've seen a lot of, you know, strange customers and different businesses you wouldn't even know exist. And so many. And I'm just shocked, you know, like, thinking, wow, like I didn't even know this existed. So that's what I really like personally. So that's what I like about my show is I wanted to kind of like bring that for everybody else to see too.
I don't know what you're doing, but a lot of people are tuning in to watch it just because it's the craziness of it, the wackiness of it, the wildness of it. But I think deep down there is some value in this because you're seeing how to I'm going to drop you in and you're going to come up with, you're going to play Lithuanian folk music. Whatever bizarre thing that you love, I'm going to make Chinese baskets or something. I just love something, and I'm going to try and make a business out of this. And how in the heck do you do that? Yeah. It takes a lot of hustle, a lot of persistence, a lot of trial and error, particularly because you say, I'm a basket weaver. I'm not a salesman. I'm an Elvis impersonator. I'm not a salesman. Mm-hmm. But you're a salesperson, and I think it's fascinating. And I guess you found a lot of these because a lot of these people come to you in desperation saying, how about if I try your print publications? I'll put an ad for a party saying I can be an Elvis impersonator. You come across a very large assortment of sort of mom and pop unusual businesses here.
Yeah, it's been interesting. I mean, you always have those typical businesses like the pizza restaurants or
the car dealer,
doctors,
the dentist.
Yeah, car wash, mechanics. But these ones are different, are like really... bizarre, interesting. Not just the guests. Well, the guests have been successful and do really cool things too. But like even other customers that I help, you know, daily, it's just, I mean, stuff I've never seen them. I can never imagine selling. You know, like it's like you cut your fingernails and sell it or something, and they make it a huge business. Like
exactly.
I don't know, just like random weird things I've seen and all these.
We had somebody
businesses.
On not your show, but another show. A woman had started a home based business, and she was making hair braids. Yeah. And pretty soon she's making them for the kids in the neighborhood, and then she's making them for the PTA, and then she's making them for the school. And pretty soon she went online. Pretty soon she's going to farmers markets. Pretty soon she's going online, and she's got a pretty decent hair bow business out of what just started as kind of a little fascination for a little girl's hair. She's going to make little hair bows, and everybody thought it was cute, the bows that she made, and she had some creative talent, but she didn't really know much about it. She just started researching it, and pretty soon she's turned this hair bow business into a real business, or muffins. People that bake muffins or cookies, and then pretty soon they're Mrs. Fields. They're selling them in stores all over the place here.
That's been growing, too, now. I've seen a lot of those people baking at home and then just selling it from their house. Like, they don't have a store. They can't afford the rent. Right. So they're like, hey, you know,
or they go to that middle step. There's one or two of them here in Orange County where they actually rent. There are people don't even know. I didn't know this. There are private commercial kitchens that you can rent. And you rent out a space there, and that's where you make your dough or your fudge or whatever.
Yeah, I've had a customer do that. Yeah, she has a restaurant and Mexican food, and then she borrows the kitchen from another restaurant and gets her own delivery business.
Well, there are actually private restaurants. They call them commercial kitchens. There's one in Costa Mesa. I know, I think there's maybe two of them.
Yeah.
And they literally offer you all the bigger commercial ovens and the bigger cooking stuff that you can't do at home. And and in an environment that, if you're really going to sell to a lot of people, it's got to be clean, it's got to be safe, you got to be able to scale it up. You can't just only bake so many cookies in your own oven. You need a big commercial oven where you can cook larger quantities and mix the ingredients and store them and everything. And you rent part of this. You rent these workstations and they have 30 available or something, and they rent them out to people who are trying to create that next level of some kind of food business. Maybe they're going to sell it at the fair. Maybe they're going to sell it online. Maybe they really are going to try and package it and get it into Trader Joe's or something here. But
yeah, and that's what I think is really that's neat about, you know, the guests have been on and customers I've seen helped and stuff, is that, you know, it just starts with like a passion, an idea, and then, you know, hard work. And then you can, you know, be successful. You know, you don't just have to work for a company or you do have to have that talent and that knowledge and skills, which is also like why we talk about different sales stuff on the show to like give people advice and see what others are doing to be successful. But it is possible, you know, I mean, that random businesses I've seen people starting, and it's not just about, you know, having a restaurant or some typical.
It's passion, and it's dead. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm going to find a million ways to sell those hair bows or those, or that Elvis impersonation. I'm going to find a million people are going to hire me because I do a great Elvis impersonation, and I love doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't, but I tune in each and every time. I still marvel at the people you get. We got one more coming up this year for the holidays.
Yeah,
you got what? Santa coming. You got the guy that's a professional
it's
Santa.
It's Christmas, so you have to have Santa.
Of course, and there are people that are professional Santa. They've been in movies. They work at malls. They do parties. And they go from one to the next. That's their gig. That's their side gig.
Yeah,
as being a professional Santa.
He's on his sleigh. He should be here any minute.
We got his reindeer already here. We put them up on the TV. Well, I think it's an amazing show. Watch it just because it's fun. Watch it because you won't believe the people that are doing the wildest things right here in your backyard. Or do it because, tell yourself, if they can do it, then maybe I can do it. Whatever I'm selling can't be that hard compared to what they're selling here. And maybe there's something you can learn from them, too. But if nothing else, it's just a fun kick. It's like a reality TV show, what really is going on out there in the world. Ashley B., hold up. You got your coach's sweatshirt on here today. You're always
coach.
You always look like a sideline coach here or something in the show. Your shades on and your sideline coach. And tell us about your book before we leave. Do you have a book? You do some sales coaching for other people other than selling them ads. Tell us quickly about that.
Yeah, so my book is called Ferocious Sell Skills.
Ferocious Sell Skills, not just regular sales skills. Be ferocious. Okay.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. You have to be. So it's online. You can find it there. And I have a bunch of copies. If you guys want me to sign it, I can ship it to you. And so just send me a message and let me know.
Okay. And other than that, how do they reach out to you? Are you getting some new social sites set up for the real world of sales, I think? And
yeah, it's on Facebook and Instagram. And we're having some changes that are going to happen to them soon, but for right now you can find us there.
This thing's taken off. You found an audience for what I thought was the wackiest idea we've ever done here at OC Talk Radio. Let's feature the most incredible, unusual, one-of-a-kind rope walkers, fire breathers, the professional Santas, Elvis impersonators, people who sell these services successfully. If they can do it, how can you do it? What can you learn from them? Crazy show. Incredible show. Interesting. Fascinating show. Already found an audience here.
Thank you, Paul.
Look forward to more here. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Tune in for the second episode, the last episode of the year, as we're going to end with Santa.
Oh, yeah. So sad. But next year is going to be real fun, too. A lot of cool shows.
Okay. You got a matchmaker coming up for Valentine's Day.
Yeah, for every single person, you know, take notes.
Thank you, Ashley B.